30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll program.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Copy 101.4 by 103.6. Apollo 11, this is Houston. You are confirmed to go for orbit. Apollo 11, this is Houston. You are go for TLI. Over. We confirm ignition and the thrust is go. Apollo 11, this is Houston at 1 minute. Trajectory and guidance look good and the stage is good. Over.
Apollo 11, Roger.
35,000 feet per second. Velocity 35,570 feet per second, altitude 177 nautical miles.
Okay, Houston, Apollo 11 that set in gave us a magnificent ride.
Roger, 11, we'll pass that on, and it certainly looks like you're well on your way now.
That was Neil Armstrong praising the launch vehicle.
We have no complaints with any of the three stages on that ride. It was beautiful.
Roger, we copy. No transients at staging of any significance. Over.
That's right. It was all a good ride.
Houston, roger out.
Apollo 11, Houston, we're having a downlink problem. The reason we can't read you, we're switching sites. Stand by. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. How do you read now? Over.
Fine.
Roger. You're 5x92, Mike. Thank you much. Did you copy that about A1 on the chlorine?
Eureka.
How about that, sports fan? Apollo 11, Houston. We're having a little trouble getting the yaw rate damped out to appropriate value. We'd like y'all to be quiet like mice for a couple of minutes, and let's see if that'll help it out. Over. 11, Houston, you did great work there. We're ready to spin it up. Over. 11, Houston, did you copy? Over.
Yeah, we read you, Charlie. Would you stand by, man?
Roger. No hurry. 11, Houston, shift change time here. White team, bid you good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Over.
right, Charlie. Thank you. Adios.
Adios. Thanks again for a great show, you guys.
Thanks for a great job down there.
This is Apollo Control at 137 hours, 52 minutes. Apollo 11 crew has signed off for the night, starting a long, well-deserved rest period.
185. 75 feet. Guys looking good, down a half. Six forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on. Six. Down two and a half. Forward. Forward. Good. 40 feet down, two and a half. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, two and a half down. Great shadow. Four forward. Four forward. Drifting to the right a little. Ready? Down and a half.
30 seconds.
Forward. Just. Good. Okay. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent.
Auto
boat control, both auto descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Okay, I just checked, getting back up to that first step. It hasn't collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
Roger, we copy.
That's a pretty good little jump.
Buzz, this is Houston, F2, 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. Yeah, I'm going to step off the LAM now. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind. The surface is fine and powdery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, like powdered charcoal, to the sole and sides of my boot.
Particularly good thought.
That's our home for the next couple of hours. We want to take good care of it. Okay, I'm on the top step and I can look down over the RCU and find the gear pad. It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
Yes, I found it to be very comfortable, and walking is also very comfortable. You've got three more steps and then a long one.
Okay, I'm going to leave that 1 foot up there and both hands down about the fourth rung up.
At another inch. There, you got it?
That's a good step.
Yep. About a 3-footer.
Beautiful view.
Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
For those who haven't read the plaque, we'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this LAM. There's two hemispheres, one showing each of the two hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. It came in peace for all mankind." It has the crew members' signatures and the signature of the President of the United States.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
Say again, Houston.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you on the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you on the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you. Over.
Would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you... For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure they too join with the in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this Earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Look forward to that very much, sir.
Apollo 11, Apollo 11. This is Houston broadcasting in the blind. If you read us, attempt acquisition using an Omni antenna. Attempt acquisition using an Omni antenna. This is Houston out. See Goldstone. Apollo 11, this is Houston. How do you read? Over.
Rod, clear, Bruce, tell me.
Roger. What antenna are you using?
Houston, Apollo 11 is calling you on the high gain. How do you read, over?
Roger, loud and clear on the high gain.
So what's new?
Oh, we were wondering what was new with you up there.
All very quiet. We're just sitting here letting the thruster firing damp down. When they get good enough, let us know and we'll start to speak to you.
Roger.
Nice to sit here and watch the Earth getting larger and larger and the moon smaller and smaller.
Roger, we'll give you a call when your rates have damped down sufficiently.
Apollo 11 Houston. You're still looking mighty fine here. You're cleared for landing.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Ron. Thanks.
Roger, gears down and locked.
Roger.
Hi, Houston. We got the service module going by. A little high and a little bit to the right.
Roger. Thank you.
And it's rotating just like it should be. Thrusters are firing.
Good. It's got a lot of gas there to burn out, too.
Coming across now from right to left.
Apollo 11 in the proper attitude and...
11 Houston, we'll have you for about 3 more minutes through Redstone and then pick you up after blackout through Orion.
Roger.
Apollo 11 lined up right down the middle of the entry corridor. Velocity is now 35,578 feet per second. We're a minute and 45 seconds from entry. Blackout will begin 18 seconds after entry.
And 11 Houston, you're going over the hill there shortly. You're looking mighty fine to us.
See you later.
We're at entry time. Blackout very shortly. Range to go to splash, 1,533 nautical miles. There's blackout. This blackout period should last for about 3 minutes 45 seconds. Araya 3 reported a visual contact. We're at 3 minutes 20 seconds since entry. Blackout should end about 3 minutes 53 seconds after entry. We're about 11 minutes away from landing. Apollo 11 should be on main chutes now. Hornet reports a sonic boom a short time ago. Hornet reports spacecraft right on target point.